97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Fred Bottomer is joining us. Fred, how are you?
I'm good.
I love it when you come in. Fred Bottomer is on the air at any time. And I have never seen this to not be the case, and I know it's not going to be the case right now. I always learn something new.
You know, I was the easiest booking I've had lately.
Well, that's probably true.
Yeah. Today especially. Today has not been easy for bookings.
You know, it was a little bit funny writing it down on the YouTube previewing who was all going to be on. And then 3:45, Fred Bottomer.
But this is going to be great because we can learn this while it's happening.
Yeah, so let's get into it.
So, so we're picking a new pope.
Correct.
So, tell us about for those of us who aren't super familiar with this, tell us about the process and where do you think this is going?
Well, it begins tomorrow in the morning at the Vatican. The College of Cardinals, made up of 133 voting eligible cardinals. That means men who are under the age of 80.
Oh, so if you're over 80, you can't vote.
You can still be a cardinal. There are 252 total cardinals. 133 are under the age of 80.
Oh, wow.
And can vote. Well, two of them.
That's amazing that almost half of them
can.
Right.
Over the age of 80.
I didn't know there was an age thing on it, Fred.
Yeah,
I've already
80.
Learned that. Okay.
Right.
Maybe we could do that in Congress. That would be awesome. If you're over 80, you can't vote.
And so they'll go into the Sistine Chapel after a church service at the Vatican tomorrow morning. In the afternoon, they'll go into the Sistine Chapel, and it'll be the start of the conclave, which means with the key. So they're locked into the Sistine Chapel, where they will remain and vote. The first vote will come Wednesday afternoon. This is all Rome time, so 7 hours difference. So it'll be Wednesday morning, St. Louis time. And the first vote will be held, and if there's not a candidate getting two-thirds majority, that'll be 89 votes, then they will break for the day on the first day. And that first vote, I don't know if anyone's ever gotten it on the first vote. Huh. First vote usually signifies your preferences, you know, what direction you want the church to go, and maybe some, you know, friends that you have that you want to honor by placing a vote for them.
I have a question.
Yeah.
I guess you can't really campaign, can you, if you want to be pope, do you kind of, how does that work? Or do they just throw out who they like
in
the first round?
Flyers in the Vatican?
Well, no, I mean, do you do a little chit-chatting, you know?
Cardinal Dolan, you know, the St. Louis native, now New York Cardinal, said there's no campaign. And if you campaign, that's a bad thing.
Okay.
But there have been, you know, 2 weeks of meetings going on the Cardinals and lots of lunches, and lots of times during those lunches, people talk amongst themselves. The Cardinals talk and go over, who do you like? Who do you like?
Yeah.
And then they have speeches leading up to today or tomorrow where certain Cardinals will get up and give their vision.
Okay.
So, you know, it's soft politicking, I guess, is how you would
see
that.
That's fair.
But nothing out in the open.
Okay.
Is there a lead horse, so to speak?
Well, it depends on, there is. And I was just looking at the betting lines. Got...
We like journalism.
That's right.
No, I'm sorry.
Cardinal Pietro Parolin. He is the Vatican Secretary of State.
He's
70 years old.
Okay.
70 years old. He's pretty much a stay the course sort of guy if he gets voted in. Sort of has a lot of the Pope Francis qualities.
Where's he from?
Italy.
Okay.
Yep, he's from Italy. And he's sort of the stay the course sort of vote, keep things going the way Pope Francis was. Second most popular right now, betting wise, and Parolin has like 30% of the votes, of the 30% of the voting dollars, the betting dollars.
Oh, gotcha.
Tagle, Filipino Cardinal Louis Tagle, is the second choice. He's sort of seen as the Asian Francis. He's younger, 13 years ago, 20 years ago, when they had the last conclaves, he was, seen as a chance choice then, but he was way too young.
Uh-huh.
And one thing I did find in my records, and naturally,
I found my folder
from 2005, the conclave in 2005 with all our choices
of
who would be successors.
Fred.
And I do have Cardinal Ratzinger as my first choice, and he was the winner
hey!
in 2005. And Jorge Mario Bergoglio, Pope Francis, was the third choice there.
I'll be darned.
And, you know, 8 years later, when Pope Benedict resigned, they chose Cardinal Bergoglio to succeed him. So that's that.
Talk about the smoke, Fred.
Oh, okay. So after there are two votes in the morning, two votes in the afternoon. After each pair of votes, so twice in the day, around noon Rome time, around 7 Rome time, smoke will come out and we'll let you know which way the vote went. If they don't have a consensus after the two morning votes, black smoke will come up. And everyone is in the courtyard of the Vatican. They've even got a Sistine Chimney smoke cam.
Oh,
you
do they really?
Online
oh, my gosh.
And just
that's
watch
hilarious.
It nonstop. And when Pope is elected, you will see white smoke come out. And that's not really that old. I mean, they just started that probably in the late 19th century.
Okay.
It's not always been decades and centuries of this.
Was there a time where they actually did lock them in there and they didn't get a break at the end of the day where you were just in there for days?
I can tell you there was one.
Hang on a second. Okay. Let's talk about that after the top of the of the hour. Fred, what's the shortest they've ever gone? You said you didn't think they'd done it in one, but have they done it in two?
The fastest one was in the year 1503.
Oh, wow. Gosh.
I know. That's a long time ago. Pope Pius III was elected on the second ballot. It only took a couple hours. And at that time, I think there were like the Italian wars going on. And the Vatican was surrounded by three armies.
Oh, wow.
So I guess the cardinals thought, hey, let's vote and get out of here.
Let's get out of this thing.
That's right. I think there were only 37 cardinals were voting at that time. The longest conclave was even older than that. It was in the 13th century. And that's when Gregory the 10th was elected. And that conclave, believe it or not, took 2 years and 9 months.
Oh, wow.
Fred.
It was so long that several cardinals died during the conclave.
Oh, my gosh.
Because it went on so long.
Okay,
after that, they kind of changed rules to make it shorter.
Yeah.
Right now, the current rules are it cannot go beyond 13 days. If you don't have a decision, don't have a two-thirds of majority in 13 days, then it comes down to a runoff between the top two, and then you do it until you get two-thirds of a vote.
So they had a battle royale. Let's put the top two in there, and it's gladiator fighting until we get to a winner.
You mentioned to me, Mike, about the ages of popes.
Yeah. So I saw that in the entire 20th and 21st century, the world has never seen a pope younger than 58.
That's right. And that was Pope John Paul II, Kirill Wojtyla. He was 58. And he was elected in 1978. And the youngest in history pope was John the 12th. He was 18 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
And he was elected in the year 955.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Go ahead.
And the oldest pope to be elected at the time of the vote, it was a tie between Celestine III and Celestine V. They both were 85 when they were voted in. And those were equally long ago, 1191 and 1294.
Wow, so, I can't believe they lived that long back then. That's even more surprising.
That's a good point. Now, let's look at recently. Pope Benedict was 78 when he was elected pope in 2005. Pope Francis was 76 when he was elected in 2013.
Now, was Benedict the first one to say, I'm stepping out?
Well, first one in centuries to resign.
Because normally they just die in office, right?
Yeah, it's a life term.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Supreme Court.
So my question is, when was the first pope elected?
Well, St. Peter, I imagine.
He was technically considered
right.
the first
and
one.
He was pope from like the year 30 or maybe the year 33 to 64. Actually, St. Peter, according to the records, was the longest serving pope.
That was my next question.
That's right. He was the longest serving pope. And Pope John Paul II at, I think, 26 years was probably the third longest serving pope.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's a pretty good tenure.
Yeah. So that was a good one.
And they were actually called popes back then? Is that, did they actually have the official title of that? Do you know?
I think so. My folders don't go back that old.
Sorry. Close to it, but not that far.
He didn't keep that old. Yeah. Now, before we get to Sue's news, we have 10 American cardinals, and three of them have connections to St. Louis.
Right. There are 10 voting-eligible cardinals with St. Louis ties. It would be a fourth if you would go over the age, because former St. Louis Archbishop Justin Regali is beyond 80, so he doesn't get to vote.
Oh, I didn't realize he was that old.
Right. Timothy Dolan, St. Louis native, now New York Cardinal, is 75 years old. Raymond Burke is 76 years old, the former St. Louis Archbishop. And Cardinal Wilton Gregory, the former Belleville Bishop, who then went on to be the Archbishop of Atlanta, then the Archbishop of D.C., and now he's retired. He's 77. So those are the three cardinals, voting cardinals, who have St. Louis ties. You know, Raymond Burke is seen by some in the most traditional cardinals, the most conservative, as that would be a great choice to be a pope. I think he may be more of a pope maker, because I think people will come to him.
Oh,
the more conservatives, traditionals will come to him and say, who do you like? And he can wield some power that way.
Fred, why do you think an American won't be a pope?
I don't think, well, you never know. But it hasn't happened yet.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's a good thing. I think Cardinal Dolan says you don't want to cede that much power to one of the most wealthy nations.
Oh.
It's better if the pope is from a smaller nation, and then you're not as, you know, politically tied to anything.
Oh, that makes sense.
So, yeah. But there is a Cardinal Robert Prevost. He's 69 years old. He's from Chicago. And he's doing, you know, from what I'm seeing, you know, he's definitely a papabile, a poor person that could be a pope. And he's gaining some momentum, too. Right now, he's head of the group that chooses the bishops at the Vatican. So he's a Vatican cardinal.
Oh, would you call him a papabile?
A papabile.
Okay.
Bless you.
Okay, that's like the Italian for papable, I guess.
So I looked it up. This is according to Google's AI overview, which is
100% accurate.
Always. It says that the title pope did not exist during St. Peter's lifetime, and while the Catholic Church believes Peter was the first bishop of Rome, the first pope in a line of succession, the term pope itself emerged later. The title was explicitly used for the Bishop of Rome by Pope Marcellinus around 300 AD is when that term started getting used.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's
there you go.
All right.
Everything you wanted to know about popes.
Oh, and
more.
And then tomorrow, the things to keep in mind, one vote tomorrow afternoon. And then every morning, then there's two votes in the morning, two votes in the afternoon. And the votes come around St. Louis time now, 4 a.m. and 6 a.m. St. Louis time. And then again at 10 a.m. and noon. So
get up early if you want to see that first vote. The early returns at 4 a.m.
The smoke, usually they say,
they're hand counting the ballots.
After the second vote and after the fourth vote. And the bishops, when they in between, they get a long lunch break. They get like from 12:30 to 4:30. It's like a 4-hour lunch break.
Well, there's probably a nap break in there as well. It's lunch and nap.
Hey, but this is like the Super Bowl, you know.
It is.
For me, the World Series and the Stanley Cup playoffs. All rolled into one.
All into one.
It's the Belmont Stakes that we're all rolling since the Kentucky Derby is over.
Oh, yeah.
No,
okay,
it's the Preakness, isn't it? The Preakness is next.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, that horse is not running.
He's not even running.
Not even going to run it.
The horse that won the Kentucky
Derby.
They
said that trainer's pretty conservative, and he probably, you can't guarantee that he's going to do that.
My favorite papal name, though, or a cardinal's name that's a possibility. You've heard of it, this guy from Italy, Cardinal Pier Battista Pizzaballa.
Stop it.
You made that up.
No.
Give it to him now.
Pope Pizzaballa.
That's a done deal.
Exactly.